You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing that was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came down to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then, one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses. "The pauses?" She said, "The pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note." Now, I was frustrated and said, "How can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world?" Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. That's when I realized the good news she was talking about.
Well, we will be singing that carol in a few minutes. If you didn't recognize it, that is the first line to "Joy to the World, the Lord has come." What a lovely, simple video that is, but what a great truth that we're going to be thinking about this morning. Joy to the world because the Lord has come. That's what we're going to be thinking about. So do grab a Bible. You should find one underneath your seat or just in front of you. And if you'd like to turn to page 1063, you'll find John chapter 1. So that's page 1063, John chapter 1. We're going to think about those things this morning. We're going to think about how the Lord has come and how that brings joy to the world. So in verses 1 and 2 of John chapter 1, it says this: "In the beginning was the Word." See the capital W there for Word. That's another name for Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." Friends, this baby whose birth we're celebrating today has always been. Jesus didn't just arrive on the scene that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. Jesus has always been. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He took on human flesh 2,000 years ago. But the Lord has always been. And look what he has made. Look down to verse 3. "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." This Lord, Jesus, who has always been, this everlasting Jesus, has made the whole world, everything that we see. And we're reminded about that in verse 10 as well. In verse 10 it says, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him." Jesus has made everything. So to help us with that, there is in this church somewhere an inflatable globe to help us see that Jesus has made the world. If you can find it, you might need some help to get it down. Bring it up to the front. Have you seen it, Lids? Go see if you can get it. That's it. Go on. Oh, well done, Bev. Go on, Lids. That's okay. It's all right. Bev does the decorating. She's allowed to do that. Thanks, Bev. Oh, well done, Lydia. Thanks very much. So, now this one is, it's got a little hole in it somewhere. I'm not quite sure where. It was fully blown up at the start of the service. But the Lord Jesus, the Word, is everlasting, and he's made the whole world. Okay, so I'm going to put that up there to remind us. It might not stay, but if it doesn't, oh, there we go. Look, great. So, Jesus has made everything. He's made the whole world, but there's more. This Jesus, who's always been, who's made the whole world, comes to earth. That is what we remember at the Christmas story, isn't it? So verse 9 says this: "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." This is what we remember at Christmas time. And later in John's Gospel, in chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. This light of the world has come into the world. It's an amazing truth. So to help us remember that, there is a manger somewhere in church with a baby in it. So if you can find a manger with a baby in it, it's probably going to be a two-person job. Bring it along, but be careful you don't get any kind of wood in your hands. Joel, are you going to bring it? You're going to get a helper? You can bring them. Oh, you're bringing the baby like that. Very good. Excellent. Good boy. Now, you just hold a baby like this. There we go. Support his head for a minute. Great. Anyone going to bring the manger? Anyone going to bring the manger? Oh, well done. Oh, good effort. Thanks, Ruth. Here we go. Oh, good teamwork. Busy morning today. Here we go. Now, if ever you need to rent a manger, Chris Walker is the person to ask. Thanks, Chris, wherever you are. Excellent. Should we put that down there? Look at that. That's a good one, isn't it? Great. Joel, can you lay the baby in the manger for us? Thank you. Very delicately done. Well done. Good. He's not done his NCT classes, has he? Right. Well done. Thank you, Joel. But isn't it amazing that the God who has always been, who's everlasting, who's made everything that we see, became a baby and came to earth, that he would take on a human body. In verse 14, we read this: the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, this morning, we're going to do a little bit of Latin. Now, I have never done this before, okay? But Jesus taking on flesh, becoming a baby, is called the incarnation, okay? So concentrate, because in English, well, in is the same as in. Have you got that? Right, good. Carnation, the root of that is carnis, which means flesh. Incarnation is very simply in flesh. God in flesh. That's who Jesus is. We see it in verse 14. The Word became flesh. Isn't that amazing? And then we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 18, it says this: no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. God has made the Lord Jesus known. We see God in flesh, and we see God's glory revealed in Jesus. So, this is a very poor imitation, okay, but to kind of represent God's glory, there is a big yellow torch somewhere in church, okay? So see if you can find a big yellow torch. I think this one's quite well hidden. You might have to look low. There's a hint. Yep. Oh. Alan, you might really need to look low. Brilliant. Yes, that's the one. Bring it up, Alan. Thanks very much. Oh, Kat, you bring it. Thanks very much. Now then, Kat, this is quite a good torch. If you stand on here, are you happy to demonstrate it? You just press the button there. Look at that. That's quite a good one, isn't it? Like, if you don't look directly at it. But if you see the light, you see, wow, it's good. It can be blinding. Thanks very much, Kat. That's great. It won't turn off. Oh, it won't turn off. Oh, there we go. Great. God's glory is bright. We see God's glory reflected in the Lord Jesus Christ. He shows us what God is like. And friends, let's not lose the wonder this Christmas time. It is amazing that God should reveal himself in the Lord Jesus. Dwell on that news this Christmas time. But I tell you, what makes it even more remarkable is the world that Jesus came into. Because did you see any shocks in John chapter 1? I mean, read verse 5. The light shines in the darkness. We've just seen the light. But the darkness has not understood it. Friends, the world is dark, isn't it? There are lots of problems, hurts, and failures all around us. And Christmas Day, for many people, is a difficult day, isn't it? Isn't it even more astounding, therefore, that God would come into the darkness? That Jesus should incarnate, take on flesh for each one of us. And then in verse 10, we read, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Even though Jesus made the world, he made everything we see, the world has not recognized him. So, somewhere around church, there is a speech bubble that says, who are you? Who are you? Because people haven't recognized Jesus. If you can see the speech bubble that says, who are you? Please bring it to the front. Sorry, you didn't think you'd be doing work this morning, did you? Now, where is that one? Well, have you found it? Toff's on it. Well done, Toff. Thank you. Good lad, bring it up. Excellent. You can stick it on that side, please, matey. Nice and high up. Brilliant. Well done, Toff. Thanks very much. We see it many times in the Gospels as well. People not recognizing who Jesus is or why he's come. And that's a serious issue because he made the world. But it gets worse. In verse 11, we read this. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. He hasn't been welcomed. It would be a little bit like the Queen coming to your house this afternoon for Christmas dinner, maybe after she's done her speech, and you leaving her standing outside. Apart from, with Jesus, it's much worse because he gives us everything, our life, our breath, everything, yet he is rejected. So there's another speech bubble, I think we're on it, over there, which says, we don't want you. Can you bring that one up? Thanks, Ruby. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, there's something else on the back as well. Excellent. Thanks, Rubes. Can you stick it on the board for me? Good girl. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. We don't want you. That's what it says. And that's what the Bible says we do naturally to Jesus. That is outrageous, isn't it? Because he's made us. Yet we're all guilty of doing that. That's why we said a confession earlier in the service, to recognize the wrong things that we do. But Christmas is good news, isn't it? The Lord is come, and he brings joy to the world. So, on the screen are some words that the angels told the shepherds. These words will be familiar to you, I'm sure. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests." Angels bring news of great joy into a dark world. News of great joy into a dark world that will be for all the people, including you here this morning. So back to John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, say this. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. To all who do receive the Lord Jesus, if you welcome Jesus into your life, you too can be a child of God, part of Jesus' family. So to show that, there is a picture of children, again, on another wall around here in church. If you can find the picture of children, bring it up to the front. Go on, Joe, don't be shy. Thanks, mate. Excellent. Thanks, Joe. If you accept the Lord Jesus, you can be a child of God. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Top. So I'll put that up there. Oh, bit wonky, doesn't matter. But there's more good news. Not just can you be a child of God. Look at verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. This God who made the whole world, who sent his Son into the world to save us, is bountiful in his goodness to us. God is a generous God, generous to those who reject him. He's generous to them. So to show that, there's a present. And I think, have you spotted that one, Toff? Yeah, there we go. He spotted that one before the service began. You could bring that one up. And Toff, see if you can work out a way to stick it on the board. Yes, well done. Thanks very much. God is a generous God. There is good news for us. It's remarkable. But there's more. Look at verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You know this remarkable story of God becoming man to rescue us is true. Jesus Christ is full of truth and grace. So again, around the room, these are the last two things. There should be truth and grace on two little... oh, you've got one, Joel. Well done. Which one have you got, Joel? Grace. Brilliant. Come and stick it on that side. Can anyone find truth? That's it. Stick it on that side. Well done. Nicely done. Thank you. Ah, thank you, Rob. Excellent. So you've got all ages helping out today. Thanks, Rob. You happy to stick it on that side as well? Excellent. So truth, Jesus Christ is true. Everything he says is true, and we can believe it. Grace, thanks, Rob. Grace is undeserved favor, where we get things from God that we don't deserve. Thanks, mate. Where we get things like forgiveness, hope, assurance, joy, and peace. These are all wonderful things. Friends, on this Christmas day, remember, there is joy to the world because the Lord has come. He came into the darkness. He took on flesh. The Creator God did that for you, to bring you joy. The question is, have you recognized Jesus? Have you received Jesus? Christmas Day is a great day to do that. At the back, I've got these little resources that they're great for the children. Why did Jesus come? But they're also great for the adults too, because in the back it shows a really simple way you can respond to the Lord Jesus and you can receive him yourself this Christmas day. Also on the table, there's a whole load of resources there that are all free. We'd love you to take, and we'd love you to welcome and receive the Lord Jesus for yourself and find that grace and truth. If you have recognized Jesus and welcomed him into your life, is your heart filled with joy this Christmas at how much God loves you that he would send his one and only son into the world as a baby to come into the world and die for you? Well, there is really only one carol we could sing after a talk about this, isn't there? So let's stand and we'll sing together, Joy to the World.